Welcome. All right. So are you going to stay in the cage? You going to stay over there?
I will stay in the cage, yes.
All right. Then it is time for us, just a little bit of programming. We got to take care of business. We're going to take a look at the behavior of others so that we can compare it to ourselves and feel really good about ourselves as we go into a Friday. Earlier this year, a truck driver from Nebraska decided to let his daughter's pregnant friend stay at their house while he was away. One little problem. Turns out the friend wasn't pregnant. And actually, the friend wasn't even female. It was a 20-year-old guy in disguise. He ended up stealing some checks and bought stereo equipment at Walmart and was arrested. He was just sentenced to 15 to 45 months for theft and forgery.
Theft and forgery.
Does he get to take his disguise with him to prison?
That's a very good question. That should be part of the sentence, is that he has to wear the costume in prison. Last August, a 5-year-old in Washington was bitten by a pit bull. So the dog's 40-year-old owner was ordered by the court to turn the dog over to be destroyed. However, this woman who owned the dog that bit a 5-year-old child decided, no, I'm not going to turn this dog in. It's a good dog. She turned in an imposter dog instead.
Where did she find an imposter dog?
Let's see here. There's no word on where she found this other pit bull. She even found forged rabies certificate for the dog. Animal control, however, checked it out, realized that she had made the switch. She has now been sentenced to 90 days in jail for the attack and could be facing more jail time for forging a dog.
That's against the law, apparently?
Well, I mean, when you're told that you've got to turn it, yeah, she's breaking the law. She's breaking a court order. All right. So if you were driving down the road and you saw a personalized license plate in front of you that said not, N-O-T-S-E-E, would you think maybe the person was visually impaired?
Okay.
Maybe supporting the blind driving programs?
Sure. Oh, I see where you're going with this one.
Not C. Now, wait a minute. There's more.
Okay.
What if this guy had a little, I don't know, one of those German signal symbols?
A swastika in the back window?
Yeah. Right above the license plate.
Ah.
California guy's been driving around with a custom license plate with the words not C on it and a swastika decal.
Nice.
Swastika decal right above the license plate. The ABC affiliate in the area ran a story on it, and he's been suspended from his job as a bus driver for the school system. And the DMV is looking into whether they are going to recall his license plate or not.
So a skinhead Nazi got a job driving school bus. Nice.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
That makes you feel warm and fuzzy about the chirin, doesn't it? It does. It's enough to make you feel upset until you hear this.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
All right, here we go. From the world of entertainment, Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom are going to be going to couples therapy. You don't believe me? Don't take my word for it. Tune in to the Khloe and Lamar Go to Couples Therapy Sunday on E! Justin Bieber has recorded a new song with R. Kelly. The song is called We Love to Pee on Stuff. Huh? Justin Bieber has launched a new app devoted exclusively to selfies. You know what? 20 years ago, not a single noun in that sentence would have made any sense at all.
That's true.
George Clooney reportedly sends Sandra Bullock a bottle of tequila for every time she drunk dials him. Me, on the other hand, I just yell at her and tell her to move on. Jeez, I'm so tired of these clingy women. Celebs like us, we got our stalkers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sandy Bullock calls you in the middle of the night when she's drunk.
It's a cross I gotta bear, brother. It's a cross I gotta bear. Miley Cyrus says she's considering herself one of the biggest feminists in the world. Because, you know, what could possibly be more inspiring to young women than showing them the best way to get rich and famous? By taking off every possible opportunity to rip off your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. From the world of science and technology, the creators of Snapchat turned down a $3 billion offer from Facebook to purchase the company. Apparently, the founders of Snapchat asked themselves, what's cooler than $3 billion? Oh, $3 billion that doesn't come from a company my mom uses.
Man, I tell you what, though. If you were a high-tech company,
it'd be hard to turn down, wouldn't it?
Turn down $3 billion, thinking you're going to do better down the road.
$3 billion. 40% of IT professionals say they've had to remove viruses caused by their bosses' visiting porn sites. 60% have never worked with our station manager.
That was Seth, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Seth.Mila, WSAU.com. Research is showing that singing show tunes helps fight off dementia. Oh, okay. Well, it's nice to know that I'm not going to have to worry the next time I see Grammy wandering through the kitchen naked, clutching her terrified cat, and singing the finale to Oklahoma.
Tomorrow.
A man in Australia was recently arrested for headbutting cars. Police believe alcohol is a factor because he's Australian and...
headbutting cars.
No, that's it. That's just it. An upstate New York man was arrested for repeatedly firing a Civil War cannon at his neighbor. Ugh. Another simple pleasure ruined by meddling bureaucracies. Ugh. It's horrible. Last but not least, L.A. is in the grips of a shocking November heat wave. In fact, it's so hot.
How hot is it?
The sex offender on Hollywood Boulevard is sweating right through his Grover costume. That's been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information contained therein for good and not for evil.
I think there's too many cameras right now. Like, you go to buy something, everything's also a camera. They'll be like, it's also a camera. I'm like, I just wanted a grapefruit. They're like, it's a camera grapefruit. You take pictures of yourself eating the grapefruit, and then you eat the camera, you poop the pictures. Oh my God, that is the opposite of what I wanted. Technology's moving so fast. It's to the point you can make stuff up and people believe you. You can be like, have you seen the new Sony teleporter? People be like, no, but I heard about it. I end up saying that all the time. No, but I heard about it. It means I haven't heard about it, but I like you. My parents are like the only people I know who are worse than me with technology. Like, whenever I go home, they're helpless. Like, my dad always wants me to fix his computer, but I don't know anything about computers. I'm just under the age of 100, so he thinks I'm great. He's like, you're good. You should be a computer programmer. I'm like, you're bad. You should be a caveman. And my mom is ridiculous. It's a true story. I had her fax me something. She called me up and said, could you fax that back? That's my only copy. That actually happened. I don't even know how she thought the machine worked. Like, the paper goes through the air, or it's like the drive-through, the bank, and it goes through that see-through tubing, and there's fax machine tubing all over the country, and if they see you have a dog, they put a bone in there.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.